Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is, don't you dare say it, it is Friday Eve is what it is, and it's nice. It's a little toasty. 95, we're going to have plenty of rain, apparently. Plenty of thunderstorms are going to be popping up, and we'll keep you apprised of all of that. We've got a lot we're going to deal with. My good friend, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, is going to be with us at 3:33. You know that whole special prosecutor, special counsel thing? This Jack Smith and these other lunatics, right? Remember the Supreme Court or some court? I don't know, it was some guy in a black robe, right? Somebody said, hey, the whole thing is unconstitutional. Now, that should just push all of this nonsense to the curb, right? And former President Trump can get back to the business of trying to make America great again, which is, I think, what we're all on board for. Well, Jack Smith apparently didn't get the memo or didn't read the verdict or doesn't know what the decision is because he has now refiled charges against former President Trump. Joe Moreno, again, former federal prosecutor, is going to join us at 3:33. He'll be able to actually unpack all of it and explain all of it to us. So I'm looking forward to chatting with Joe. Oh, and Abel Maldonado. Abel Maldonado is the former lieutenant governor of California. I know what you're thinking. No, conservative Republican, as a matter of fact. Pretty good guy. I don't know if he's the last elected Republican statewide, right? There was Schwarzenegger. I don't know. It's been a long time. And I don't know that we'll ever see a Republican in California again. It's bizarre, don't you think? Because we got this brand new Ronald Reagan movie that's out. Where does he make his bones? Why does he get involved? Because he's in California. But Abel Maldonado, the former LG out there in California, is going to join us because he's got a lot to say about our vice president, Kamala Harris. She's going to be on TV tonight. Now, she's not going to be live, right? They've already recorded whatever it is that they were supposed to record. The vice president and the guy who wants to be vice president and Dana Bash, who wants them both to fulfill their dreams and is going to do anything I would imagine possible to help with that. So we'll chat with Abel at 4:03. UVA has apparently woken up from its self-imposed coma or been forced to wake up because our governor, Glenn Youngkin, once again has provided some common-sense conservative leadership and kind of swept the ridiculous people out of the way. It appears that now UVA will no longer be using the really bitter, angry, nasty students as guides. Why? Because they've been on a mission. You know this, and I know this. These student guides have been on a mission for, well, last couple of years. Certainly while Terry McAuliffe was in the governor's office, and definitely while Governor Goober was there. And their whole mission for students coming into UVA or thinking about UVA is, hey, this place is crap. It's awful here. Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. Right. We did know that. Well, he owned slaves. Mm-hmm. Did you know he owned slaves? We did. Yes, yes. Mr. Jefferson owned slaves. Well, that's one of the reasons you shouldn't come here. Really? Is Mr. Jefferson on staff these days? Is he teaching any classes? Is he in the administration? No? Okay, then I don't think we should be scratching UVA off the list yet. But wait, there's more. They'll then tell you about all of the other things that they hate. All through this ridiculous, obscene, really, left-wing prism. So the UVA administration now says, we're going to go elsewhere. The University Guide System, UGS, is not going to be utilized anymore. That's good. You know, Harry was thinking about UVA. Harry, I think, would have done well at UVA. But he, believe it or not, when we went out to Charlottesville, he just didn't even like the looks of it.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And I don't know exactly what it was that rubbed him the wrong way, but we did the drive. We went out to Charlottesville. We didn't even get out of the car. And he's like, "Yeah, I don't think so." "Well, don't you see the campus? The campus is supposed to be beautiful." It just doesn't seem like it's going to be my place. Okay. So he went west, as you know. He went out to Stanford and has graduated now and working out there. And I think, I'm not entirely sure, but I think my eldest, my firstborn son, Comrade Katz, I think he's beginning to wake up to what happens when you provide all this free stuff to all these people. And he's none too happy about it because he's not any of these people who are getting any of that free stuff. He's finding that his salary, which he thought was amazing. Now, remember, it's calibrated in California dollars. They ought to have their own currency, for goodness sakes, because you want to talk about hyperinflation. So he's got this salary, and he's like, "Wow, this is great, my first job out of school." And then he realizes how much it costs to live there. His rent for a one-bedroom apartment, and it is just that, has a living room, has a kitchen, bathroom, and a bedroom. No washer or dryer. No real outdoor space. I think it's a third floor walk up. I'm not entirely sure. His rent is about the same as my mortgage here in beautiful Hanover County. And I think he's really seeing up close and personal. You know, it's not just his dad prattling on. "Oh, my dad is like, you know, my dad is a conservative. He talks to her." Okay, I got it. Well, your dad paid all the bills, didn't he? Yeah. But he didn't believe anything I had to say because I said it. Some kids, that's just the way it is. Although I do notice my friends who have sons and daughters, now that I think about it, about Harry's age, they all turned out okay, those kids. I'm the only one who raised a kid who's ready to lead the revolution, you know? Yeah. I do try and make it clear to him that it's not just the high cost of living out there. It's not just the fact that you can't really own a car, and if you do, well, gasoline is $6, $7, $8 a gallon, and then if you go and sell one of your kidneys and buy an electric vehicle, it doesn't do you any good because you can't attach it to a power station because it keeps crashing the grid. I can't tell him all of that. I have. It doesn't seem to register as well as I had hoped. What I hope he understands, and this may sound a little bit over the top, but what I hope he understands is this is not one of those old-fashioned, "Well, I think this side has a slightly better idea. Well, I think this side has a slightly better idea." This is about putting him and his brother and his generation on the road to serfdom that Hayek talked about. Because that's where it's headed. It's exactly where it's headed. I don't know if he gets that. I really don't. I'll keep you up to speed. But in the meantime, at least he's angry about how expensive this stuff is. So I'm thinking that is a good place to start. Oh, I got to tell you that there's a big kerfuffle right now. It's going to sound weird. Did the vice president work at McDonald's or not? Mm-hmm. This is going to be now one of the bigger issues. And you and I, believe it or not, have to pay attention to it. I'll give you the details in just a couple of moments. We got a great, great program in store for you. Again, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor. He's going to be here at 3:33, and we will talk about these latest charges filed against President Trump. Do they have any standing? Is there any validity? Should President Trump be paying attention? Should I be paying attention to him? Joe will explain that. And at 4:03, Abel Maldonado, the former Lieutenant Governor of California, who can really share some insight into our Vice President, Kamala Harris. Who is she? What has she really done? What is she all about? And if we cut to the chase, why? You and I have got to make sure we vote in exactly the right way so that she does not wind up as the accidental president. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com